I have prepared a few words on loving Mayor Baba that I would like to share with you. As Baba frequently told us, real love is a gift from God to man. Or when we speak of loving Baba, we mean a sharing with him and others of something he has given us. But Baba always stressed that a gift of his love is a rare and precious one, dispensed only through the descent of his grace. So immediately the problem arises as to what we can do to win Baba's grace and the gift of his love, and how we can share and nurture it since we have received it, once we have received it. Baba stressed to us that love is a spontaneous outpouring of the heart which no amount of force on our part can produce. I remember sitting before Baba many times while he would relate a story of one of his great lovers in the past, how his love for God led him to sacrifice everything for his beloved and undergo unbelievable hardships and trials until he became consumed in his love for him. You have no idea of agony of real love, divine love, Baba would tell us. Ordinary human love is just a faint shadow of it. Those sitting around Baba would feel greatly humbled by the story, and we would wonder how we, who are trying to love and serve Baba in our own limited capacities, could develop so strong a love for him. Baba was very compassionate in his reply to our inevitable queries as to how to love him. He would silently reflect for a moment, then with his special sense of humor, lightly gesture, "That's the problem, isn't it? How to love me?" And with that, he would describe to us the stages of love, how we could prepare ourselves to receive his love, and we would feel comforted by knowing the ways in which it was possible to arrive at real love for him. He told us to begin by remembering him, to constantly turn our thoughts to him, by surrounding ourselves with things that remind us of him, and by taking his name. Our remembrance of him, he assured us, would gradually seep into our heart and slowly awaken the love for him which is buried there. As this happens, our thoughts naturally turn from other desires and worry and towards Baba, making once what was a continual effort as much a part of us as our very breath. Once even a slight love for Baba awakens in us, the question of forcing ourselves to remember him dissolves in a growing desire to be with him as much as we can. As our love for Baba strengthens, we will naturally be drawn to do the things that would please him, to obey him, and to serve him by serving others, as he is the one in all. All questions regarding spirituality, the stages of the path, and so on, will be put to an end, as the very nature of love is to seek the beloved's presence and pleasure above all else. Baba also described to us the different types of love, how even greed and lust are forms of love. But there is irony inherent in these lower forms of love, for when we chase after or try to possess something, we are in fact possessed by it and bound by a feeling of separateness from it. But in real love, divine love, when we offer ourselves unconditionally to our beloved, we find that in the very act of giving, we have included the beloved in ourselves, and in him we gain everything. Baba's way of working with his lovers is never to overwhelm them with his love, which he would do in a moment if he chooses to, nor to open up the limitless worlds of spiritual experiences from which he is far, far beyond, but to guide us to develop our love for him in a balanced and practical way, so that we can be of service to him. The tension created by the discharging of our daily duties, Baba always stressed, plays an invaluable part in nurturing and tempering our love for him, as he uses ordinary events to strengthen our heart so that they may become free from worry and desire and more receptive to his love. A practical and detached approach to life in which we carry out the duties allotted to us is a chance to do something for our beloved, will in time reveal his hand in all as love itself. As Baba has so beautifully said, Love is dynamic in action and contagious in effect. Your love is matchless in majesty. It has no parallel in power, and there is no darkness it cannot dispel. It is the undying flame that has set life aglow. The lasting emancipation of man depends upon his love for God and God's love for one and all. Quotes over. Our task is to prepare ourselves to receive this love. Jai Baba.